Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. We are having a conversation with Lindsay Edwards. She is a public relations specialist with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. And Lindsay, you are going to tell me today about how you give away money.
I am. We do have a program. It's called the Rappahannock Electric Community Grants. It is a program where emergency services, community organizations, as well as education grants. So those are grants for teachers, individual teachers, or groups of teachers who can certainly go on our website. They can fill out the application and apply for the funding through our community grants. It's a way for us to give back to the community in multiple different ways.
Is that all managed in-house?
Yes. So the application is on the website, and anyone can access that year-round. Then once they fill out the application, they would simply email it back to communitygrant@myrec.coop. And the deadline is October the 15th. So we would take all the grants received up to that deadline and then look at the
kind of sort through the applications.
Correct.
And maybe scale them or grade them, so to speak.
Right. It is done by a committee, and then those grants are awarded back out. This year we're going to be having 6 different winners.
Oh, wow.
There will be 2 $5,000 grants awarded and 4 $2,000 grants awarded. So those funds will hopefully be able to go back out in the community to fund various projects to improve the life of citizens in our local community.
And you encourage people in different organizations in different kind of categories, like emergency services, community, education, because you want to make sure you're getting the most impact, I would assume, for the money that you're returning back to the community.
Right. So we do have those 3 categories to kind of touch on different areas. So the emergency services is clearly for that group of folks who would be emergency response teams, who either serve or who are in the REC territory. And those organizations, again, could fill out that application. The community grants, that touches on any organization really in the community, though it could be something, a food pantry, it could be a
any number of nonprofits
really
that are doing any kind of service for their community.
Correct. And so there's so many organizations out there that do things that, you know, help people from all different areas. And so we want to be able to include all of those different community organizations. And then the last group we have is the educational group. And that category is for individual teachers or groups of teachers. So they could be teachers anywhere from kindergarten all the way up through 12th grade who have a special program that they're trying to implement, or there's a need in the school, and they could certainly apply for whatever it is that they are looking to implement to further their teaching of students in that school system.
So that could be for, say, they want to have Chromebooks in their classroom, or they want to take a particular field trip to a location, but the costs of putting that all together, they don't want the students to have to pay. There are a ton of different ways that teachers could probably really take advantage of that.
Right, there are. And a lot of teachers have so many good ideas. They're in the classrooms and they see the needs of the students and of the community. And they have great ideas of ways that they could, you know, help their students better explore the materials that they're trying to teach them, or different tools with technology that they're trying to show the children and help the children learn with. But the funding isn't there to implement those programs. So this is a way for a teacher to apply to possibly receive that funding and be able to implement that program that would benefit the students, whatever the grade might be.
Well, and you mentioned earlier when you were talking about the different people that could apply, that they could be in REC's territory, or they could serve REC's territory. So I'm guessing that means they may not necessarily have their base in your area, but if they're serving the members of your area, then that qualifies them?
Correct. So even if the organization is not served by Rappahannock Electric, if the organization serves Rappahannock Electric members, or in the case of a school, the children of our members, then those organizations would also qualify for the funding.
And that makes sense, too, because we're living in a community here where you have different cities and counties.
Right.
There are two cooperatives, depending on what side of what line you live
right.
on. So I think that's great that you are still making sure that your members are covered, even if it's not somebody who may necessarily be located within that membership territory.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's plenty of situations where Rappahannock members benefit from the services of an organization or a school or a volunteer rescue squad, and that particular building may not fall within REC's territory, but certainly they do a whole lot of things that benefit our members, and we want to recognize that as well.
What kinds of awards and things have you given out in the past?
So in the past, there's been the same categories, and we have awarded funding to different volunteer fire departments, rescue squads. We've also awarded funding to school systems for some of the different projects that they have going on in their schools. And then, of course, there are the community organizations where they have funding awarded for gathering food for a food pantry, getting different things that they need. Maybe it's a freezer that's needed for the food pantry. That's a large upfront cost. But it's certainly something that will help that organization, because then they have a place to keep items mm-hmm. that are donated, and they can store them to then distribute them back out to the folks that really need those services.
And you hear that a lot, especially from a food pantry perspective, is freezers and refrigerators, because a lot of times now they want to be able to offer fresh produce. But the problem with fresh produce right. is if you don't keep it refrigerated, it doesn't stay fresh for very long.
That is absolutely right. And a lot of the places are open on certain days of the week, and then that allows them to have time to gather the products they need. But as you just mentioned, they need a place to store those so that they're still fresh and ready to be distributed on the days that they are open.
So is the application very complicated? Could any volunteer or somebody on maybe an executive committee of a nonprofit fill this out?
They could. It is not complicated. It's some of your basic information about the organization or the school or the volunteer group. And then there are a few additional questions. One, of course, is about the project that you're trying to implement or what you would like to do with the money. There's a few supporting documents needed, but there's nothing complicated. Certainly, if there's any questions, anyone could feel free to email me or give me a call. My contact information is right there on the website, which is myrec.coop. And then click on the community tab. You'll see a link right there for community grants and the application, my contact information, and then some of the specifics with the different categories and the guidelines.
Past winners, you can see all of that.
Past winners are on there. All of that information is right there on our website for anyone to reference back at.
And I'll make it a little easier. I'll put the direct link up in the show notes page, and that way people can say, oh, that's what she was talking about. There's that list.
Absolutely.
Well, Lindsay, thanks for coming to talk to me. I appreciate it. This is a great program, and I'm really glad that Rappahannock Electric participates in the community this way.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for having me.